Okay, hello everyone. Good morning. Today we will focus on the anaerobic soil disinfestation, or we call that ASD. My presentation will talk about use some carbon source like the broad spun green, paper mulch, or cover crop as a carbon source for the ASD and evaluate the effect of that on the weed control. And first, a little information about what's the ASD. ASD is a no chemical alternative method to the methylene bromide. Or even we want to that be alternative to some chemical fumigation. And it has been proved has effect on several soil borne disease like the Phytophthora verticillium, Pythium, or even on the yellow nuthatch. And there is a need to develop more weed control measures for strawberry, especially for plus cultured strawberries. Because first, there are some limited option of the herbicide for the strawberries, and they have a pre-plant period if you want to use the herbicide for the plus cultured strawberries. And there are really a few research on the weed control use ASD. Most research on the effect on the yellow nuthatch, but not on but more varieties. So we want to do some research on different weed species. And why ASD can have effect on the weed control? They have some hypotheses or some are being proved. But the key effect of the ASD is the acid fermentation. Because we will put the carbon to the soil, it will provide the nutrition for the microorganism. And we will create the anaerobic conditions. Due to that conditions, the microbe will some activities, it will produce organic acid or even toxic acid. It will lower the pH, increase the temperature, and it will lower the oxygen rate. And combine all of the mechanism, they show an effect on the disease control. And how to apply the ASD is pretty straightforward. It has three steps. As I mentioned, first you need to apply the organic matter or compost or any carbons to the soil, mix with soil, and put the plastic on the top, make the bed, and you will irrigate it to the field capacities. The whole process will last 3 weeks. During that 3 weeks, it will create anaerobic conditions in the field. And generally, after ASD is end, we will leave 2 weeks gap to make sure that all the organic compounds or toxic will be removed from the soil, and after that we can do some transplant, especially for the strawberries. And based on the three steps, we found out that the carbon is a really important factor for the ASD. So another, the next is how to find the good carbon for the ASD. To have a lot of research, try different carbons. Some are local and some are maybe not that local. But it has been proved that ethanol, like resveratrol or molasses, has been for really good effect. But there are most of the carbon, they have some limitation. Like for resveratrol or grape pomace, you may can get that seasonal. Like for strawberries, we generally plant that in early October. If we want to get some grape pomace, it may not fit our growing season. So we want to find something that are most common and don't need to worry about the seasonal production. And another consideration is the cost. Yeah, that's a main consideration. Because we will put about 10 of the carbon to the field, so cost is really important. Most of the people will use the bioproduct or waste from agriculture industry or food industry. And here we found out we want to use the broad spun green, that's a mainly product from the brewery. After they make beer, the broad spun green or BSG is the mainly waste. Generally, the brewery want to get rid of it, so we can get that for free, only if you want to afford the transportation. And the brewery could be really common in many states, and the money, you can also get that for many different dates. So it could be have good potential. And the cover crop also is a good choice. Also, we try some paper mulch, peanut shell, or use the coffee grounds as a local carbon source. And then we have a new hypothesis that because say we need to put a large amount of carbon to the field, if we want to reduce the rate, we need the enhancer effect. So we found out some carbon sources like the ethanol show really good effect, but they are really expensive in US. So what if we find some cheaper way to use the ethanol? First, we found bioethanol fermentation could be conducted in the field. It can generate the ethanol in the field condition. And some researchers used the bioproduct from the bioethanol fermentation, the ASD. They found out it could enhance the ASD effect. And we also find that the BSC broad-spectrum green could be used to produce the bioethanol. So we combine all of these ideas. We want to faster to simulate the bioethanol fermentation during the ASD process by adding the distiller yeast mixed with the carbon thermos. The distiller yeast is a common yeast product used by the brewery to make the beer or whiskey or other alcohols. So our objective is first, we want to test some local carbon cells, and then we want to test our new method, mix the carbon with the yeast. And we mainly fix on the weed control. Here's our experiment design. We conduct that trial in the greenhouse condition. We use the PVC tube as the bioreactor or as a pot. You can see from the figure, the bottom use the fabric, so the water can go through from the bottom. During the ASD process, we will water the pot and maintain the water level to maintain the anaerobic condition. And on the top, we use the VIF, the same plastic we use in the field for the strawberry production. And we measure the redox potential, measure the temperature, also put the weed bags as the inoculum bag. And here's a photo of how we conduct our trial in the greenhouse. And we measure the reduction potential. It has an indicator to the anaerobic condition. And the measure temperature in the 6-inch depths. Yeah, 6-inch is the regular height of the strawberry bed. So we choose that depth. And we choose for troublesome weed species like the yellow nutsedge, red clover, red root pigweed, and common chickweed. A yellow nutsedge, how to evaluate the germination rate after the ASD? We will grow the yellow nutsedge in growth chamber. And other three weed species use the TZ test to find out the germination rate. And the first trial, we evaluated some local carbon cells like the sorghum stem, the coffee, the buckwheat, the paper mulch. We choose the rice bran as a positive control because it has a promising carbon source in California and many states. And we have a non-treated control as a negative control. All of the carbon has the same carbon rate as a 4 mg per gram soil. If convert that to the field scale, it's around 16 per acre based on the 6-inch deep soil. And for the second trial, we first want to do a pre-trial mixed with the carbon with the ethanol. And after that, we'll mix with the carbon with the yeast. For the ethanol trial, we use the broad-spectrum green, the coffee ground, the paper mulch as the potential carbon source. And we, for the carbon source mixed with ethanol, we use half and half, like half carbon rate of the solid carbon source, half carbon rate of the ethanol, to make sure all of the treatment has the same carbon rate. And after that, we mix with carbon with the distiller yeast. Yeah, also all the treatment has same carbon rate. And the yeast rate is about 4 kg per acre, it's not a lot. It's around less than 1 gram per pot. Here's a table, a little summary about the carbon source we apply. And statistics and less. The photo result, first about some local carbon. Yeah, we found out all the carbon source has significant control on the all weed species compared to the non-treated control. And for the ethanol, we found some interesting results, like some carbon not work well with the ethanol, like the paper mulch. You you can see the ethanol looks like no effect on the paper mulch, not improvement effects. But ethanol do enhance the effect of the broad spike green. Like you see the orange block, it significantly increased the effect. And we see that the ethanol apply significantly increase the anaerobic with the broad spike green. Yeah, also it can enhance some effect of the respirant. Yeah, but for the with yeast, also found a similar trend. Yeast enhanced the effect of the broad spike green. But the broad spike green alone didn't show really good control for the weeds, unless you added the yeast or ethanol. Also, yeast enhanced the effect of the coffee ground, but still no effect on the paper mulch. It has some effect on the peanut shell on chickweed control, but not on other weed. Also, only show one enhanced effect on respirant on the white clover. But at least the older treatment has significant effect, different significant control on the old weed species. So we can do a summary like this treated yeast could be a potential emitting to mix with the carbon to enhance the ASD effect. And if we need to make some recommendation, I would say it has some potential one like the paper mulch alone, peanut shell with or without yeast, coffee ground with yeast, and the broad spike green with yeast. And we do have a followed field research this year and last year. It tests the effect of the broad spike green with yeast and even the half rate of the broad spike green. We have poster 96, it's about my field data. So if you're interested, welcome to see that. I also thank all my committee members, Dr. Jeff Samtani, Dr. Chuck Johnson, Dr. Butler, David Butler, Dr. Jeff Reeder, and all my next members since founding my Virginia Tech. Yeah, that's all my presentation, and welcome to comments and questions. Yes.
What temperatures were you conducting anaerobic soil disinfestation? What temperatures did you achieve in the soil?
We have a table about the cumulative temperature. In our case, we do have an average is not that high, like 16 degrees centigrade. It's not that high because we maintain the water level really high. So the temperature is not so high like that. Yes. You mean do I grind the peanut shell?
How do you apply
peanut? Oh yeah. The question is how do I apply the peanut shell? We get that from the local industry, local store, and we grind that to the powder, totally dry, and apply that to the pot. We do the same treatment to the rice bran, but for the coffee ground and broad spike green, we make that fresh. But it may contain some alcohol or yeast inside. Yeah, paper mulch is a commercial product for the turf, but generally it's not for our field, but we have some left, so we just want to test the effect. Maybe you can use some like a paper or paper waste as an alternative to that. But paper mulch is totally commercial available.
If there are no questions, no more questions, let's hand you.
Yeah.